WCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is K04JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. This repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Normal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. The roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, and then we'll check in with Echo Link before we move to the RF section. Our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to say good evening to W2AMD, to Andrew in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Mellon Prosperity, W4FCM, Fred, along with Isla, N4IEI, and Traveler's Rest, and then AA4GH, that is Gus, in Punta Gorda, Florida, then KG4PFI, that's Don, along with Linda, KG4QLQ, they're down there in Piedmont. Welcome KI4LZI, that is Andy in Table Rock, K4GAT, that's Mike in Simpsonville, KB2BYQ, that is Dave in Easley, KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson, and KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. And that is it for our pre-net check-ins. We do have a couple of EchoLink stations up, so EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Control. Oh, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pentagrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. Thanks for calling the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Papa November. That's not right. Romeo Juliet November. KN4RJN. And I'll hang around if I can get my brain working right.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KC4PLT. That is Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Next, we'd like to welcome KN4RJN. That is John in Brown Summit. We'll give you a little time to get your head right before we get back to some comments with you. All right, tonight is Monday night, so we're going to move to the RF section. We do this alphabetically. Tonight is E through H, Echo through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Duncan, thanks. 4 Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Patrick, did you ever get your power back on yet?
Yeah, Duncan, it come on earlier today. We're all good, back to normal here.
Thinking about you, I wondered if your power came back on. That's good news. So yeah, we'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Patrick down there in Penrose, one of our net controllers. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry in Candler, North Carolina. And then we'd like to welcome N4EDW Ed in Brevard. So any other stations, echo through hotel. Call KO4JKV. So we'll go to I through L, India through Lima. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'm going to be negative and negative sensitivity 3s for each one of you.
JV, thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Duncan, I hope you and your family are all doing well. Thank you again for calling the net. Good evening. It's all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Before JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. And then W4IOE, that is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Sid. And it's been a while since I checked into your net. I'm going to do it here soon. I can hear the repeater just fine, so. But thanks for checking in tonight. Let's see. Let's check our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That station might be just listening only, and that's fine. But we will check on the EchoLink stations here in a little bit. But let's go one more round. India through Lima, I through L. Call KO4JKV. Got everybody in that group, so let's try Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Hello? Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both being negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomite 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Listen, Duncan. Please step in. Kilo 2 out to India Mike. Rose and Emma out to Nezis and Nezis.
KV. Please check in. WG4MC. This is Matt West of Granville County. 7-3 to you and all the net. 4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That's Lorena, and she brings along her husband, Rick. KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. They're down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they want to check in their daughter, Michelle. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, down there in West Shoals. Thanks for checking everybody in, Lorena. Next, we'd like to welcome K4OIM. That's our buddy Walt down there in Inman. Good to hear you tonight, Walt. Then we'd like to welcome WG4MC. That's Matt in Western Greenville County, one of our net controllers. Thanks for checking in tonight, Matt. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKV.
N4VJH, Cross Anchor, South Carolina, in and out.
Roll, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
And they're trying to check in. I got a KN4, and that's about it. If you could come back with your call sign a couple times, then name and location again.
N4VJH, Cross Anchor, South Carolina. We're in and we're out.
Is it KN4VJH?
4, Victory Juliet Hotel, Cross Anchor, South Carolina.
November 4, the Victor Juliet Hotel in Cross Anchor. And let's see. And what was your name one more time?
George Lee.
To get you in the log, George Lee, and you got a good signal there. And thanks for checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4, Papa X-Ray Bravo. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Lloyd. Let's see. Let's move on to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Call KO4, JKB.
KO4, JKB. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling on it. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Now I'll be negative, sir.
KO4JKB. Hi, good evening, Duncan. Please check in Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Rusty.
KO4JKB. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative in there. Hey, Dom.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, Rusty.
KO4JKB. Duncan, please check in W4SBX, Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-Ray, Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, but I will monitor.
KO4JKV. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4STR, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
AKV. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in Ellenborough. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie, Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honeypot, South Carolina, about Echo Link. Good evening. Good evening to everybody on the net. I'll just be negative and negative.
Brad in Simpsonville, thanks for checking in. And then KC4STR, that's Steve in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Steve. And then KK4SMV, Dale down there in Ellenboro. Good to get everybody in the log. Let's see if there's anybody on EchoLink that wants to check in.
Contact WTG.
It's an EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honeypot. Good evening and good evening to everybody on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango. That's John in Honeypot. Thanks for checking in tonight on the EchoLink machine. All right, let's move on to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call Net Control.
Net Control. Control, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo, H4ZLE. This is Anthony in Townville. I'll be negative, negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
KV. Can please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
AB. Please check in KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint and Honeypot, and I'll be negative and negative.
4JKB. Everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan.
JKV. Duncan, this is Mark in Greenville. I'm KQ4WHN, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. I'll be negative and negative, but listening to all the good conversation.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KQ4ZLE. That's Anthony of Townsville. Then we'd like to welcome WB4Z Bravo Hotel, David and Taylor's. And then KQ4YOO, that's Clint in Huntington Pass. Then November 4, Zulu Lima Kilo, that is Shane in Cleveland. And KQ4WHN, that is Mark in Greenville. Thanks everybody for checking in. And let's see. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening, Uniter 1 on net.
November 4, Victor Uniform Tango. That's N4VUT. This is Jamie up here in Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome K4XB. That's Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Then we'd like to welcome N4 Victor Uniform Tango. That's Jamie in Tigerville. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. All right, let's move on to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
And thanks for calling the net. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson, negative and negative.
JKV. Duncan, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. That's Jerry and Anderson. And then KI4DOS, that's one of our net controllers, Gary. He brings along his wife, Joy. K3JOY, they're down there in Easley. Then we'd like to welcome W4DJW, that is Dave, our net control manager, down there in Greer. And thanks for the signal report. I wasn't sure if I was getting out, but I must be doing something right. But thanks, everybody, for checking in. All right, let's go ahead and open it all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Duncan, please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI4, KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Gray Court, South Carolina. Just hit me in and out tonight, and I hope I got a better signal than into the repeater than I did last night. So just hit me in and out. Thank you for calling the net. You're doing a good job.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's Jerry in Gray Court. Good to get you in the log tonight, Jerry. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag tube portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag tubes. Tonight we have one on the list, and that is our buddy John KN4RJN. How you doing this evening? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. Not doing too bad. Did you get any hail out of that thunderstorm that came through last night?
No. Well, I think we did. I noticed that I have my NFIT half wave in like an inverted B, and the transformer
I just kind of had it sitting there on top of a crate, and it kind of blew over, but that's all the damage we got. I don't think we got hail. There must have been some lightning, but I just slept through it like a log. Over.
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, we got some significant hail here, right? About quarter size. It started hitting the side of the house. I thought it was going to break windows. As soon as daylight came, I went out to check, see the solar panels, and there were about half a dozen different roofing company trucks in the neighborhood checking people's roofs and whatnot. I don't think I got any roof damage, but I'm going to either hire somebody to climb up there and look, or climb up there myself and take a look at it. But from what I could see from the ground, it didn't look like we got any damage. But I know my neighbor did. And like I said, there's at least half a dozen roofing company trucks in the neighborhood scouring, looking for business. So yeah, it came down kind of hot and heavy there for a little while.
Dan, this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, that's what I understand. Like I said, I wasn't awake to experience it, but no big hail. But I know that the people down there in the upstate South Carolina, they got it a little worse than up here, I think, this time. I know Patrick, his power was out. It's back on now. And you down there over in the Piedmont area, North Carolina, when it flattens out, they get that storm, picks up that momentum again. So sometimes we get hit badly when it comes from the south, and a perfect angle, but a lot of times the mountains to the west kind of act as a buffer sometimes.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, it acts like a buffer if it's coming from the west. If it's coming from the south, it acts like a channel and it runs it right into you. But yeah, it came right through us, and my daughter lives a little further south from me in Greensboro, and she said they got some golf ball size hail down there. Things that size start coming down, it's going to do some damage. But we got some torn screens out of the deal, but that was about it. I had a plastic bucket, little blue plastic bucket, sitting at the bottom of the steps off the deck that had been there for I don't know how long, but it was upside down so it could drain, and it punched a hole through that, just beat the ever loving bejesus out of it, and knocked a couple of outdoor electrical outlet shields off, and I looked at my downspout that was closest to the deck, and it had a few dents in it. And over in the newer section of our neighborhood, they build houses with the cheap plastic siding, and those houses got beat to death. I swear, they've got holes in them. So yeah, we got some fairly significant hail here, but we survived. We're still here, and we didn't lose power out of the deal, so can't beat that.
It looks like you made it out okay, as long as there's no roof damage, as you find out later. But yeah, I was looking at some of the news images from the tornadoes in Mississippi, and they were very severe over there. So it was widespread, real, seemed like a very consolidated, tight pattern of a storm, but very violent for sure. But other than that, yeah, made it out pretty good. But let's see. Well, I was thinking about space weather, and well, it's kind of Earth magnetic weather. But on social media, I've been seeing a lot of people posting their aurora borealis photos. I guess that might be kicking up or something up there. It's a lot of cool pictures coming out. Back to you.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, apparently the the sun's been kicking up its heels. Let me go over here to that where I'm doing that. For radio blackout next 3 days, about a 45% chance of a mild to moderate. So there's some stuff that's, you know, kicking up out there, and it's pushing the aurora a little bit further south. Not all the way down to us, but up there in the northern latitudes. Anything greater than that, for radio blackout, about a 10% chance over the next 3 days. So there's some, you know, the sun's doing its thing. It's we're past the solar maximum, but that doesn't mean it's quiet yet. So it's still kicking out some stuff. meteor showers coming up in April. The Lyrids will max out on the 22nd of April at about 9:30 Eastern time, which puts it right in the middle of the day. However, it will still be active when it gets dark. It's the moon will be about 36% illuminated, so it won't wash out the entire sky. But your best chance, mostly coming in hours after midnight, before the moon has a chance to rise. Sometime around 3 hours before sunrise might be best, and the constellation Lyra at that point will be high in the northeast. The moon will still be below the horizon at that time, so keep your eyes tuned towards the north and the east on April 22nd and possibly morning of the 23rd. Right now, there are relatively clear skies through most of the south, so if you get a chance, go out, take a look. Jupiter and Mars is up, the winter football is up, and Orion is up. And then, of course, as we come closer to springtime, lost my spot here. Hang on. When is spring? It's like the 20th, I believe. Which means that the sun passes the celestial equator, and day and night will be equal in the number of hours. As of yesterday and for the next several days, if you have clear enough skies and you go out and look to the west after the sun has gone down, you can see what is known as the zodiacal glow, which is sunlight bouncing off all little particles in our plane of orbit, and it's a very faint glow. You've got to have fairly dark skies to see it, but you can spot that from about a week or so after the new moon. So if you get a chance to go out and look at that, and you got dark enough skies, take a look at that. Other than that, sir, I will get back over here so I can find my button. I will send it back to you.
RJN, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that all sounds like a lot to look forward to, and I never heard of the zodiacal glow, so I got that written down, something to check on if I get out of the city and I can have some dark sky, but that might happen. Let's see. Oh, did you ever get any help with your telescope getting it up and working?
This is KN4RJ. No, I haven't gotten to that yet. I've been having to rearrange my garage. I let my workbench get to be a mess where I couldn't find anything, so I had to start putting things away and rearranging stuff. And I decided I needed some more shelving in there, so I've got to put another shelf in. And my friend down the road got a new lawnmower, and I had to go help her yesterday get it out of the crate and put the bagger on it, which had more parts than the space shuttle, I think. And it took almost every tool I had to get that thing together. And doctor's appointments and my wife's doctor's appointments, her physical therapy, picking up grandkids and all that kind of stuff. My son-in-law hasn't made it out here yet, so so I haven't gotten to it yet. But I'm just glad once I got her lawnmower together, I chopped up the crate and moved it out of the way so she could get her car back in the garage. And I'm glad I did that. Otherwise, her relatively new car, she just bought it last year, would have gotten pummeled. And there's a lot of people over in that part of the neighborhood that leave their cars out in the driveway because they haven't got room in the garage because of all the other junk they've got. And there's some cars over there that got beat up bad in addition to their house. So I'm glad I was able to do that for her. She did get some dents and bangs on her house, but at least her car was safe. So, but no, I'm still... The telescope has been kind of pushed to the side while I deal with all these other things. Back to you, sir.
Understandable, and it's nice that you're able to help out and get her
get a mower going, and since we have more warmer days ahead, maybe help might be more readily available for you, so that'll be good. Give us some reports on that. Other than that, I did look up at the sky. It's pretty clear up here, and I'll try to look for what you were just pointing out earlier when I go collect my antenna here in a little bit. Something that's not really astronomy related, maybe astronomy adjacent, but have you been following the big rescue mission of the ISS astronauts supposed to come back tomorrow?
This is K4RGN. Yeah, I've been watching that on the news, and it's hardly a rescue mission because they're perfectly happy up there. They said it's no big deal. It just gives us more time to do our thing. But again, you know, they left family and friends down here on dear old Terra Firma, so they're kind of anxious to get back. But it's not like they're, you know, it was supposed to be a 10-day mission and turned into how many months? It's like, yeah, an extended trip. Yeah, what can, yeah that's, but they're not complaining about it, but I think they are anxious to get home, so. I'm sure they've enjoyed their time up there. I would love to go up there, but that's not going to happen. Back to you, sir.
RJM, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, yeah, I'm kind of following it and just, you know, hope they make it back okay. And yeah, they're saying they're fine up there. They're just playing it cool. If it was me, I'd probably play it cool, but kind of be freaking out at the same time. But anyway, great reporting, and I will look at that. Look at those nice things to come, along with that partial to moderate blackout. But thanks again for that info. Anything else you'd like to add?
This is KN4RJN. No, sir. That'll do it. So I will say 73s, you have a good evening, and I'm out of here. KN4RJN, clear.
All right, John, good to talk to you again. And I'm going to break with KN4RJN. So 73, John, this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KO4JKV or net control.
4JKV. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. I hope everyone has a good night. And is John still listening? I really enjoy your reports. Great to hear you, John. Take care. Duncan, you have a good night. Thank you for bringing us all together here. 73.
Evening. This is KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. Late check-in. I checked in over the web. Wanted to check in over RF while I caught you and listened to the astronomy report. So thank you, and good to talk to you, everybody.
America, Japan 4, Echo November, Aura, Bobby down here.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. And I'm sure John heard you. He just checked off the Echo link, but he was still up there when you gave him that compliment. So thanks for checking in tonight, Larry. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4ZEW. That's Ben in Simpsonville. Good to hear you tonight. Then next, we'd like to welcome Alpha Juliet 4, Echo November. Bobby, let me know if I got that call sign right.
AJ40 and Roger.
And now, what's your location tonight?
North Carolina, Oscar Romeo Alpha, and down here between Lawrence and Henry there, Roger.
That Aura, that's a new one, Oscar Romeo Alpha. But we got you in the log, Bobby, and thanks for checking in tonight with me. You're number 51, so we got quite a big turnout tonight. Let's see. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KO4JKV or net control. So that about does it. That was a very nice net. And tomorrow night, your net controller will be Ariel. His call sign is NY4G, and he'd love it if you'd check in with him. As we're here every night, usually with a different net controller, every night at 9 p.m., and anybody licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. All right, let's see. Stand by for my net report. It's KO4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. KO4JKV, clear.